KZNZ Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Blue.
Loveline, coast to coast.
All right, we're back. It's Loveline. Dealing with me again, Stryker, with Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. One question for you, Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your cell phone?
I left the Big Brother today.
All right, because I know where it's at.
Where? The dress room?
I got something in my pocket.
You have it?
I don't have the phone, but someone called me at K-Rock.
Somebody just called also. They called Michelle and said the same
thing. Someone has your Nextel phone.
That's right.
Here you go.
Thank you very much.
Hey!
Well, Brian's got it. Fantastic.
Yeah, Brian's got
it.
Cell phone.
Brian's got it.
All right. Hey, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Okay. Have a seat.
Sit right there.
It's on the air now.
In the studio is, she just walked in, Cindy Margolis.
Oh, yay!
Hey! I'm Ted Stryker.
Oh, quick. Hey, Ted.
Nice to meet you. All right. So, you know, the Beatles could have been outside. It was that big of a crowd.
Oh, my goodness.
Were you scared out there?
I had no clue, and I was lost. I was on the phone. I said, "Well, I don't know where I am. There's a big crowd of people out here. Should I stop and ask them?"
Oh my God!
And they asked me, "Do you know where Westwood One K-Rock?" Like, hello, somebody,
right.
And they have these pictures. I'm so clueless sometimes. I'm driving myself here. I'm all, you know, I get out, look at me,
and
how I'm
you're clueless. We're the ones that organize this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not me personally. I mean, Westwood None is the driving force here.
No, I loved it. It was great. What a reception. You can throw a party
we
here.
We throw a party. We're
yeah,
up around, Cindy.
Show from here from now on.
The only bad thing is you have to deal with me instead of Corolla.
That's okay.
You sure?
I'm up for it. Bring it on.
And I think we
you
had
should be
a,
relieved, Cindy.
Yeah.
Greatly.
I know someone you know from long time ago. I used to sleep over his house.
Oh, no.
No, don't worry. His name is Guy.
You know my husband?
Yes.
You're kidding.
I used to sleep at his house.
Well, wait.
Okay, now
that sounds
scary.
Yeah, that sounds frightening.
He's really good at this thing, right? No, I'm just kidding. No, I used to.
You're
he
gay.
Is, actually.
Take it easy. No, I used to sleep at his house. He played on the Yankees in Little League, and he was a good tennis player, and we played tennis against each other.
Still, really, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, what a small world.
Does his mom still wear those funky, really big round hats?
She's never without a hat.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
Wow, this is scary.
I've seen him. I saw
what
him.
What else do you know?
Believe me, we'll
Come
get
on,
into it.
Yeah.
We'll get into it, Ms. Margolis.
Ooh.
So, all right. So, are you ready to take calls and talk? And
I'm ready.
We'll talk about the Cindy Margolis show as we go along.
Please.
Which I actually saw the premiere late night on Saturday night. It
yes.
was right.
This Saturday night we have a pajama party, so it's right up your alley.
Right up my alley.
There
was a pajama party at the Playboy Mansion I went to, and I had in Curious George pajamas.
Perfect.
It was the way to go. I got so much attention for that.
And you didn't wear them for me today?
They're under these.
Okay. Good.
I'll show you them later. Then Guy will try to beat me up.
Cool.
All right. Elizabeth, 18 on Loveline.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay. I have this problem with all my friends are guys, and whenever, like, they show interest towards me, it's always, like, sexual interest, and it's never, like, hey, I want to be my girlfriend.
Well, guys don't want, well, most guys at least, just don't want a girl as a friend. Guys think sexually. You think so, Cindy?
Definitely. You're 18?
Yeah.
How many 17-year-olds, you know, are 18? Yeah, hi, Cindy. You want to just go to Vaughn's and go shopping today?
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
I'm confused.
She wants guys just as friends while these guys want a little more than a friendship, right?
Yeah, or even, like, a boyfriend. Like, I had this interest in this guy, and we, like, made out and stuff, and I was like, you know, we almost had sex, and I was like, wait, you know, I'm not this type of person. We could at least go. He's like, well, you're not really girlfriend type. And then he stopped, like, calling me and stuff.
See, well, that's the question, is why doesn't she ever get the boyfriend?
Yeah.
You kind of led this guy on a little bit by getting close to the sex, and then you told him, hey, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
If I was that guy, I probably would have not, you know.
Wait a minute.
Well, she knew the whole time that I wasn't like that.
But you were like that.
To go all the way, I mean.
All the way.
do you go out with guys?
Yeah, well, I did once, but it was kind of rocky, so.
All right, so why don't you, do you go on dates?
Yeah.
Frequently?
Not too often, but yeah.
And what happens in those encounters?
They're pretty mellow, you know, like we don't really.
Do they go on to day two and three?
Yeah, usually.
And then how do things end?
I don't know. I just don't
They try kissing you, you say yes, and then you say no.
You're not interested or they're not interested?
Well, most of the guys that try to date me or whatever aren't interesting to me.
And aren't interesting to you?
Interesting to me. But the ones that I find interesting and find me interesting sexually don't find me interesting girlfriend
material.
But, yeah.
And who are these guys you find interesting?
Well, just like pretty much my guy friends, pretty much, yeah.
Mm. So why would you always end up in Friendville? Well, once you, there's a reason that you're there in the first place. In other words, a guy that is really interested in you is not going to stop at Friendville.
Uh-huh.
He's going to keep going right through this. So the fact that they're already friends means that they're not attracted to you quite in that same way. And you really have to sort of start from scratch. And there's nothing wrong with you asking guys out that you're interested in and really letting your ability be known that you're interested in them. And don't wait until a friendship is established and then try to kind of move it along from there, because guys don't usually do that.
Okay.
Women are much more evolved that way, and they can do that kind of thing. Guys are sort of, they're either in slot A or slot B, and they don't go back and forth.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I want to know, how many guys do you, like, kiss and maybe go more than that, and then say, oh, by the way, I'm not that kind of a girl? Do you do that with most of the guys you date?
No,
I'm feeling tease here.
No, she is not. I'm sticking up for you, Elizabeth. Actually, you're 18, you know. I had a boyfriend when I was 18 and lasted for 10 years, and I regretted it. I thought that, you know, you're young, enjoy it. I know I didn't have a boyfriend all through high school, so when I got a boyfriend, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to have a boyfriend. I was so excited, but I'm telling you, you're young, enjoy it. Enjoy being single. Enjoy all these guys loving you. I'm telling you, it's okay to be a tease when you're 18. Go for it and have a good time.
It's not okay if you're the guy, for Christ's sake.
It's okay, girl power.
Sure, kiss me, let me grab the boob. I'm not that kind of girl.
Unacceptable.
You're telling me, Ace Rockhold. Well, Cindy Margolis is here, and let's talk to Jim, who is 42. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? I was just calling because I have, you know, a real problem with a relationship because my girlfriend is only 22, and I'm 42, and we both love each other, but we have a lot of problems and a lot of communication.
What are the problems due to?
Well, part of it's her family, part of it's her age. You know, I have, you know, teenage children. She's 8.5 months pregnant. She's getting ready to deliver.
With your child?
Yes. And we're just not getting along. And
how long have you been dating her?
Almost a year now.
So where do you meet her? At the bar, at the work, or what?
No, I met her originally at a friend of mine's house. And then we ended up on a fishing trip together.
It's as bad as camping, by the way.
And you lured her in with your big piece of bait.
Oh, were you camping?
Yes, we were camping.
Camping, bad thing.
Yeah. And, well, the thing about it is what I was married at the time.
Oh.
I had no
anymore.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy, Jim.
I had no intention. I mean, I had no intent at all.
And then it just happened.
No, she had basically, you know, planned to, you know, have a tryst, basically.
What's your question, though, by the way?
My question is how do I get along with her better? How do I understand how she feels?
Well, she's 22, you're 42. Let's see, you were married, and then you hooked up with her. Now she's pregnant, you're on a camping trip.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're asking a huge question. She's got a lot of stuff going on, no doubt. I mean, she ambushed you on a camping trip, a married man. And now that she's got you, she's creating all sorts of drama. There's a lot going on with her. A lot.
And have you dated any older guys, Cindy, before, as you were growing up?
I have not. That's a big age difference. I mean, she's going to be a completely different person in a couple of years. I mean, 22 is so young. When she's 25, she won't even act, you know, completely
you
different.
You think girls are
30?
Still growing mentally at 22?
Oh,
everybody
yes.
is, definitely. Okay.
Yes.
Women are still ahead of 22. Don't get me wrong. Much more evolved. But.
That's the major problem, is that we both love each other, but we don't know what to do.
Well, get some counseling, Jim, because there's a ton going on here, and it's not some simple intellectual exercise of understanding where she's from. There's a lot going on, and she injects tons of chaos into her relationships, and there's reasons for that, and that needs to be sorted out.
And now they're bringing kids into it.
On behalf of the kids, get some help, right?
And on behalf of the public, stop having more kids. All right, Jim? I'm curious.
Oh, poor Jim.
Take care of those teenage kids. Make sure they don't have kids, too. He's got teenagers.
Oh, teenager's 17, no. The mom's 22. You want to be at the bar tonight, kids? We'll find another guy.
Very
Almost, very close.
I found out today that Springer and shows like that have a staff dentist.
Really?
Because people are coming to show their teeth are so messed up, they had to actually do something to get before they put them on the air.
Oh,
they,
no.
They need a staff dietitian.
You know, the executive producer of my show is the Jerry Springer executive producer.
Ask really? Him about
the dentist.
Yeah, ask him about that. Man, I don't think Scribble needs a dentist, does he?
No.
Your DJ from the show? No, of course not. He's good on the ones and the twos, by the way.
Yeah,
on
he is. Tuesday, he's cool.
Really good.
Yeah, the girls love him.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
How about
oh,
you?
Yeah.
You like him as a coworker?
Uh-huh, he's great.
Cool.
Yeah, he has them lining up, though, backstage, trust me.
Scribble. All right, Whitney, 14 on Loveline. What's up?
Hi, I was wondering if I should take Accutane if I've had previous problems with depression.
What is Accutane?
It's a.
I've actually been on Accutane.
I've been on it too.
Right.
Me
yeah.
too. And I just got off it and it made me depressed as hell. And
really?
Fatigue and back pain and short of breath, all kinds of funny symptoms.
Oh,
but
I
kind of persevered.
That was related to Accutane.
Well, it can be. It's Accutane has lots of funny potential symptoms.
What is it?
It's a vitamin A analog that clears acne.
Oh.
It's incredible medicine. Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extremely effective. And it's something you want to take and take carefully, and it can certainly precipitate depression, and usually it's very quickly reversible if you're off the medicine.
Okay.
So it's not a huge risk. Just make sure you watch very carefully. Don't let somebody hand you a month's supply and say, go about your business. Make sure you watch every couple weeks for a while.
Okay.
And, you know, 14-year-olds, they give them big doses, too, bigger than adults.
Yeah, and you have to check with your doctor and have your blood.
And the big issue with it is it causes severe birth defects. So women of childbearing age, they're very careful.
Hey, that little pregnant woman with the X on every pill, that's scary.
So does it cure it temporarily?
Well,
the acne, or
there's sort of total doses you're supposed to take as an adult that can clear it up. And same with young people. But usually the younger people, they use 6 months of a certain dose, and sometimes it's curative, sometimes it isn't.
I don't
sometimes
think it's a
cure all. Again.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
Sure works when you're taking it.
Really?
Right.
All right. Accutane, if you have pimples, by the way, you guys. All right. 1-800-LOVE-191. Cindy Margolis is here, and Rico is on Loveline. What's up?
Hi. I just found pornographic pictures of my stepfather with his ex-wife, and I don't know if I should tell my mother because she just got over severe depression, and she's real happy with him. So, like, what should I do?
Where's your dad?
My father, he lives like 4 blocks away.
Could you talk to him about it?
No.
This is not, because why?
He has a big mouth.
Yeah, but here's the deal. This is upsetting to you, and it's not your responsibility to take care of your parents. You're thinking about them long before you're thinking about your own feelings. You're thinking about your mom being okay with this guy now, and you wouldn't want to upset her. But here they've done things that are sort of unhealthy for you, leaving these pictures around. And
I want to know where these pictures were, Rico.
Yeah.
Where'd you find them? Were you snooping around or what? Seriously.
Yeah. I found the combination of my stepdad's safe, and I sort of opened it.
Yeah. Having a safe in a teenage household
is
just a giant challenge.
Exactly.
It's just a big bullseye.
Well, what else was in there besides naked pictures of him and his old wife?
Money.
Okay, what else?
Diamonds and...
Usual.
Coins and crap like that.
Money, diamonds, and naked pictures.
Eye patch.
That's amazing.
So what does Rico need to do about
this?
Should
she just keep it to herself, or what do you think?
I think you need to talk to an adult that is close to the scene, so if these adults need to be spoken to, they can be spoken to by another adult, and it's not Rico's responsibility.
What were you looking for in the safe, Rico?
I don't know, just being nosy.
You're just being nosy?
Part of the problem is you get what you ask for when you do that, too.
I don't know if I blame the stepdad that much. They were in the safe.
Yeah, I understand. You're right. I thought they were just kind of lying around. It's not that big a deal in terms of what the parents have done. But on the other hand, it's not his responsibility to maintain their happiness.
So. I agree. So quit snooping around and find them out and tell them, Rico or her, okay?
Okay.
Did those pictures excite you?
No.
Okay, good. Well, sounds a little wishy-washy. All right, let's talk to David here on Loveline, who is 20. What's up, David?
I think my girlfriend, she dusts her bra. And, like, because they're pretty, they look, seem pretty big, and but she never lets me touch them in any way. Whenever we have sex, she keeps her shirt on.
You're 20?
Yeah.
She 12?
Excuse me?
Nothing. How old is she?
She's 18.
Hold on. She's your girlfriend. How long have you been dating?
Almost 5 months.
And you have never taken her shirt off yourself?
No, it's like every time I try to, like, even go towards that way, she kind of... slightly makes a gesture to move my hand away, or somehow I'll catch her like adjusting it and like making sure it looks right, like making sure it looks straight.
Isn't that weird that people can be that
kind of. But you have had sex.
Yeah.
So you've been on top of her, right?
Yeah. But she always She wears tight, really tight shirts. And
she wears a wetsuit when you have sex.
No, she just wears tight shirts, and you can tell she wears like a sports bra underneath, and it's really extra padding.
You really and you don't speak to her about what's causing all this?
I'm afraid to. I don't want to embarrass her.
Well, David.
And would it bother you if she was?
No, not at all. That's the thing. I mean, no matter what, I love her no matter what. But
if you say it like that, I'm sure you'll be able to sort of open a discussion about this. Okay, really. It's something bothersome to you. It's not as though she's missing this. It's something obviously she's attending to very carefully.
I just don't see how long she thinks this, like, how she's going to hold off.
It's going to go on forever. She's never going to. I don't think it's going on this long.
Yeah,
how about forever? How'd you manage to go this far?
It seems like, and she seems to say, like, the one time I did actually try, she's like, it brings up memories. Like, she gets flashbacks, she says.
Oh, yeah, you got a problem there.
Yeah, that's a different story. Maybe something happened to her as a kid.
Yeah, that's sexual abuse flashbacks.
No, I mean, I know what happened. She told me what happened.
What happened?
We went to a club on Halloween, and she got raped in the club by a couple guys.
Yeah,
and
well, that wasn't the first time she was raped. I guarantee it.
I know it wasn't.
Right.
No. Okay. But it's just like, but
the point is,
if you don't really have full on sex, you know, I don't see what the whole touching your breast would mean.
Well, you're going to have to work very, you got your work cut out for you.
Right.
She's had major leave abuse, probably since a very young age.
Right.
And she's going to have all sorts of mixed feelings about being sexually active. It's sort of extraordinary that she can have a close relationship and is able to even have sex with you at all. So you've got to take this very gently, but I think you shouldn't worry about embarrassing her.
Yeah.
Just tell her very honestly how you feel and talk about it. All right, David.
All right, thanks.
Okay, David.
Bye, David.
Bye.
At first, I was just thinking this girl was a little nutty, but...
And then it got deeper.
Deeper. It always gets deeper.
You drew it out, Drew. You got it.
Drew's
always something there.
Drew draws out everything around here, especially when he plays footsies with me underneath. All right.
That was me.
No, was it?
And by the way, that's where my feet go, Stryker.
I'm looking under. It was. Are those big boots?
It's me, of course.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I just touched your leg. Sorry.
And those are mine.
Okay.
Those are yours. That's where my feet go.
Got it. Mine are going here. All right. Cindy Margolis is here, and John, 23, on Loveline. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, John.
Dr. Drew, hello. Stryker doing a good job while Adam's out.
Thanks.
Cindy, beautiful girl.
Thank you.
Most downloaded woman on the internet. Okay, here's my problem. I have a bacterial infection in my throat.
Mm.
I'm sicker than I've ever been in my life.
Mm.
Totally hit. I'm taking days off of work.
Wow.
Went to the doctor, got like a super strong antibiotic. Thing is, I was intimate with my girlfriend for the first time this weekend, oral sex, and we had sex. Of course, I used a condom for the sex. Reading the medicine, the little thing you get from the pharmacy, it's used for this, this, and this. It says something about an STD. I can't figure out how I got this.
You taking Zithromax?
Let me go pull it for you.
Azithromycin?
He's going to get it. It's not handy.
Zithromax.
Yeah, so you got Zithromax.
Yeah.
Zithromax is for sore throats, right? Period.
Okay.
It also in a 1 gram dose is for chlamydia. But they didn't give you 1 gram. They gave you 500 milligrams followed by 4 250 milligram doses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which means they're not treating you for chlamydia. They're treating you for a sore throat.
Okay. What could cause this?
Strep. It's not an STD. They're not treating you for an STD.
Okay. So there's nothing to worry about then?
Well, Zithromax is the right medicine for chlamydia, but that's not what they're treating you for.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
If it was chlamydia, it would have been 50 milligrams.
Really?
A gram. 1,000 milligrams.
1,000 milligrams.
And
bring it up to my girlfriend.
No. It's some sort of infection. Zithromax is fine. Zithromax. There's other chlamydias other than STD chlamydias. There's chlamydia tuar and there's mycoplasma and all sorts of non-bacteria, in between a bacteria and a virus that can cause sore throats that Zithromax is pretty good for.
All right, thank you very much.
You'll be fine, don't worry.
All right, John.
Bye-bye.
Right now, John is going to breakdance and do backflips that he doesn't have an STD.
This is another reason why the pharmacy should not be including information with the medication they're sending.
Pharmacists are so odd to me because I'll go in and get a prescription. They give me 9 pages of material.
Yeah, I like to read that, though. You're saying that just makes your imagination go.
I was talking to SR71 last night here, and I said, you know, when you're trained in medicine, you learn how to evaluate and create great lists of positive findings and putting the history together. And then you create giant lists of what the possible explanations are diagnostically and a million reasons why it's the one diagnosis you finally arrive at. fast forward 15 years into your training, you walk into the room and you kind of smell, I know what it is immediately. I mean, right. it literally comes from experience. So to take somebody that hasn't experienced and start to give them those lists, it just scares the crap out of them.
Possible side effects. It just scares the crap out of them.
You have to be in the context of a ton of experience, or it's just meaningless information.
Well, they should redo that at the local drugstores. All right, we're going to speak to Brian in a second. We've got to take a quick break. All I know, Brian wants to talk about anal beads.
Anal beads.
You got that right.
Stay around.
What, Dr. Drew?
Stryker's all about this.
You bastard. Coming back more in Loveline. Hold on. Loveline.
We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Calling all college students. Looking for a part-time job that fits into your busy lifestyle but still leaves you free on the weekends? Well, UPS is seeking highly motivated individuals to join their dynamic team. Work Monday through Friday from 3:30 to 9 a.m. or 4:30 to 9 p.m. Get a weekly paycheck. Get full medical benefits. And get paid up to $9.50 an hour for working out. If you can lift 70 pounds, call 1-888-WORK-UPS. Or stop by during their open interview sessions Tuesday, August 29th. From 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Baldwin, Wisconsin UPS Center. That's 890 Hillcrest Street, Baldwin, Wisconsin, from 8 to 4, or call 1-888-WORK-UPS. Don't miss this opportunity. Stop by during their open interview sessions. That's Tuesday, August 29th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Baldwin, Wisconsin UPS Center. Or call 1-888-WORK-UPS. UPS is an equal opportunity employer.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest, the gum, and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest, the mountain, and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest, the gum, is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest, the mountain, is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest, the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest, the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest Powerful Mint Gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest Powerful Mint Gum, because some like it cold.
Hey, dude, are you like the librarian?
Oh, yeah, man.
Any good reading material in here?
Yeah, man, but it's Friday night, man. What are you doing here?
Oh, man, the bank's closed. I can't cash my check.
Well, let me tell you a story, son.
Well, the money spreads, baby. They're open all the time. 24 hours to cash your check. I'm talking to Money Express, baby.
New Money Express will cash my check 24 hours?
Well, that's right, man, but keep it down. This is a library.
24 hours a day, New Money Express will cash your check. Plus Verizon, formerly AirTouch prepaid cell phones. No contract, no credit check. Featuring MoneyGram international money transfers. Just as fast as Western Union and costs a lot less. You can save up to $5 every time, and that includes a free 3-minute domestic phone call. New Money Express, your 24-hour, 7-day-a-week check cashing experts. Open 24 hours at 108 East Lake Street, Minneapolis. And long hours at 785 East 7th Street, St. Paul. Based on 215-2000 regular domestic fee comparison.
These days, there are all sorts of cute little compact SUVs running around, and lots of monsters lumbering about. But Dodge Durango is different. Roomier than the little ones, but more manageable than the huge ones. The just right size Durango. Perfectly positioned between the toys and the tanks. But that's just the beginning of Durango's perfectly wonderful attributes. Dodge Durango has the most available towing of any vehicle in its class, the most cargo room of any vehicle in its class, and it's the only one in its class that offers 8 passenger seating. So while Durango is out doing everything, it's outdoing everything. And now Durango is outdoing even more for you with a very attractive lease rate. Dodge Durango. Different. See the friendly Dodge dealer near you. Comparisons are versus domestic compact SUVs designed and built in North America and exclude other Daimler Chrysler vehicles.
Who ever heard of finding out if you're pregnant or not before you even missed your period? Well, now you can, because now there's the First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test. Based on product instructions, you can use First Response response 4 days earlier than any other at-home test.
Use as directed. See your doctor as recommended.
Just think, it's like knowing what you're doing for the rest of your life 4 days sooner.
Find out first with First Response.
At Geico Direct, our mission is clear. Like a bunch of sugared-up 10-year-olds at a sleepover, we're wide awake all night long. Yes, 24-hour service is a lonely vigil. Waiting for your call, hitting the vending machines at midnight, but we won't be caught napping if you have a question or need to file a claim. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Talking with a car insurance representative at 3 a.m. If that won't cure insomnia, nothing will. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
GEICO.com puts you in control of the entire car buying process. You research, you finance, even buy. The control, the confidence, what a glorious effect on the rest of your life.
I was always too chicken to ask for a raise. But Car Buying I Controlled inspired me to go for it. I got that raise. You rule. GEICO.com.
GEICO.com was such an ego boost. I walked into a party in this really low-cut dress. I own that room.
The glory of GEICO, GEICO.com. Research, finance in as little as 30 minutes and buy. It's that easy. We've got this car thing down.
Large bands, small clubs, big mystery. The Miller Genuine Draft Blind Date is back. This time, you can win a trip or two to the MGD Blind Date in San Francisco. Zone 105 will be at clubs all over the Twin Cities, so keep listening to Zone 105 for details on where to register and when.
Check out our website at zone105.com, bro, for more details on where to go to enter.
The MGD Blind Date from Miller Genuine Draft and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
All right, we're back. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Stryker here, in for Adam Carolla, along with Dr. Drew and Cindy Margolis. Hello.
Yay.
There. All right, so you got this new show, the Cindy Margolis Show. And I think it's on Channel 2 in L.A.
It is. CBS, it follows Howard Stern Saturday nights. And it is all about a good time.
What's the whole premise? It's like you got DJ Scribble playing music, you got girls in tops, it's on the beach, it's just like a big party show or what?
Girls in less than tops. You know, it's illegal to be topless in Miami on the beach.
Really?
So if you're topless, you know, at noon, only imagine what you're going to do at midnight. Yeah.
Right. It's legal?
So it's legal to be topless.
Oh, legal?
Legal.
Oh, God.
To be topless in Miami. I know, I probably brought a whole bunch more people to Miami.
Yeah, definitely. Bienvenido on Miami.
Yeah, you can just walk outside of your hotel and there's gorgeous girls laying out topless.
You ever walk around topless out there?
I did not.
Are you planning on it?
I think so.
Imagine the crowd outside the radio station here that'll be out there.
In Europe, I would think a woman would feel uncomfortable wearing a top almost because it's just not done.
Where?
Europe.
In France.
Oh, in France.
Yeah.
But you're in Miami.
South Beach. Yeah, and it is just a late night party. We have sexy games.
Right.
We have our webkini contest. We have celebrities, music, dancing. So a late night beach party. The first late night show to be shot on the beach at night.
Okay.
So it's just all about getting everybody naked. That is the goal of the show. Just like this show here.
Right.
That's the goal.
The goal here is to get naked. What time is it? 10:26?
By midnight we'll all be naked.
Yeah.
And my show as well.
Can I have a glass of water, please, in here? Anything will do. Gatorade will be fun. And but all around the country, it's not just on CBS. It's syndicated, so they have to find out what channel
it's
on.
Right, you can go to my website.
Which is cindymargolis.com.
Exactly, and find out all the info.
I got questions for you now, before we start taking a call.
Before we talk about the anal beads.
Yeah, before we get into the anal beads and use them out here, what were you doing before you got famous? Like, how did you come about? I have no idea.
No clue. No, I was just, you know, was modeling.
Okay.
And then I was on The Price is Right pointing at refrigerators.
You were one of them.
For a little bit as a Barker Beauty.
Did Bob ever show you that long-ass mic that he carries around?
He did not. You know, I was there during that little awkward time when some lawsuits were going on,
right.
So I couldn't get anywhere near Bob.
Ooh.
You know, I'm an affectionate person here.
Of course.
I want to give you a hug, and he's like, don't touch me.
Man. So you were doing that, and then you were ahead of the game in terms of getting the website.
Yeah, in 95, no one had one.
Right.
No one knew what a download or the internet was, including myself.
And no one could steal your name either.
No one could steal my name. This is way before.
Right.
And the TV show Extra came down. They were the first entertainment entity to have a website, and they said, oh, can we put your picture up? And I said, sure. Had no clue what I was doing.
Right.
And the next day, America Online called and said, oh, you know, you got this many downloads. Again, no clue. But when America Online calls, you find out real quick what they're talking about.
Okay.
So I started working with them, doing chats, and here I am 4 years later with Yahoo, American Online, Guinness,
right.
And you know, most downloads.
So it started with The Price is Right, then getting the website, extra for the non-TV, and bam,
and
there you go.
And then started doing stuff for entertainment.
You are parlaying this thing like no other. Good job. That's funny.
You.
That's exactly the way to do it.
I'm working it.
No, but you're doing it well. And then that TV show on E! I've seen a bunch of times.
I know.
Yeah.
And your dreams.
What show is that?
Oh.
I have where I make people's dreams come true.
Oh.
Their entertainment dreams.
Interesting.
So if you're an aspiring singer or model or band. Huh. Actually, my band got on
Capital. Now, what do you think I am? Chopped liver?
Give it up.
Yeah. You know, you ever want to bring a band by K-Rock and making your dream? You brought that girl to go on that TV show with the planes and the things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my comedian got on a headline at Laugh Factory.
Yeah,
cool.
I saw it. That was very cool.
And Drew's yawning over here,
sorry,
so we don't even need him. Let's
you don't need me. Drew, Cindy and I are about to make out. Excuse me.
Bye. Hey,
Guy, sorry. Brian.
Yeah.
You're 15 and anal beads are in your life. What's the question?
Yeah, I'd like to know what they are and what they're used for.
Cindy? Stryker?
I just left. I don't. Will you tell me?
I think.
I don't know either. I'm right with him.
Well, the only I think they're for. You have someone slightly, you know, push them in there. It's a long string of them, and then they slowly remove them from the buttocks,
or whatever.
And that is supposed to create pleasure.
Yeah.
Right?
You're gay.
Remove them however the people like them removed.
Why are you interested in these things, Brian?
I heard from one of my friends. He was going to buy them, and I wanted to know what they were.
Well, that's what they are. Things you put up your keister.
Put up your butt, and you pull them out with your mouth, your feet, your hands, and slowly or fast, and it creates pleasure for the other person, apparently.
Does it matter what kind of beads? Could it be any type of beads, or is a certain type?
Well, just as long as they're round and fit up there.
Oh,
nothing too big.
You seem to know a lot about this.
Take it easy, Cindy. All right, Brian?
Okay.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. 15, asking at anal beads. God, I didn't learn this until about 2 weeks ago. Philip, 18, on Loveline with Cindy Margolis. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I really appreciate you taking my call. I actually lied to get on. I hope you don't mind. But anyways, on with the question. About a year and a half ago, I dyed my hair. And after that, my hair started falling out.
Ooh. Pubic hair or hair on your head?
Well, I dyed the hair on my scalp, and that started falling out. But then about 6 months later, my pubic hair started falling out as well.
Oh, interesting. Without that having been dyed.
Right.
Huh.
And then the story unfolds more. I've like lost a lot of my sex drive since then. And I was wondering if this was like a hormonal problem. I've been to the doctor, and a doctor told me it was just stress. And then I've been to a dermatologist, and he prescribed me Propecia.
Huh.
But I just don't think it's just like, I mean, I think he said it was hereditary, but it seems like maybe I have some kind of hormonal imbalance or.
Well, I'll tell you, loss of hair in the pubic area in a young person is a sort of weak sign, but a sign of adrenal insufficiency. It's your adrenal glands not working quite right.
Okay.
So that's a possible explanation, and that would potentially cause hair loss in the head, too. Then you worry about medication, you worry about other, like, thyroid conditions, you worry about some kind of chemical reaction or whatever you were using for the dye.
What color hair did you,
it was black.
You made it black?
Right.
What product did you use?
One of the, L'Oreal, I think.
Oh, use one of those, okay.
Right,
you
yeah. That you get at the supermarket or beauty salon.
You didn't go to, like, Hot Topic and get one of those?
No.
Okay.
No, it was kind of a professional type.
Right. Do you have any other symptoms at all?
Forgetfulness, but that was just fairly recent. I had my thyroid levels checked at the doctor, but they said it was fine.
Nothing with your sodium? They didn't mention anything wrong with the sodium level?
No, he said everything was fine.
Your blood pressure's been okay?
Yeah.
Hmm.
How old are you, really? It says you're 18.
Yeah, no, I'm 18.
You don't sound 18.
How old do I sound?
15.
Yeah, 18.
No, I'm 18.
But I would keep pursuing this and ask to see an endocrinologist, okay?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do next.
All right, get it checked out. But it may be something hereditary. It may be related to stress. Those are certainly reasonable explanations for this. But I agree, you should have it thoroughly worked out before you sort of leave it at those diagnoses, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Goodbye.
Quit telling lies. Dyeing your hair and the pubic hair falls out? This is terrific.
It may just be incidental, though.
I don't think it had anything to do with the dye. Please help me. All us real blondes out there aren't going to like this.
Just got a little blonde action going today. Trisha.
Hello.
Hello, you're 22. What's up?
Okay, here's my question. I just found out that I'm pregnant from my ex-boyfriend.
Your first child?
Yes. Okay. And, of course, he just boned out, and that was it. And my question to you was, you see, I was just going to let him have nothing to do with the child and just raise him on my own. I wasn't going to put him down as the father or for child support, but some other people are telling me that I should.
Put him down?
Yeah, no, to get him for child support.
All right. He has a responsibility to help support the child.
And, you know, and I understand that, but, like, he's going around saying, I guess, that he thinks I'm doing this to keep him around, and I'm not. And, you know, my moral to that was just, you know, I wasn't going to put him down as father. I wasn't going to get him for child support.
Put him down to your child. That's not going to make the child's life any easier by sort of criticizing his dad all the time. That's going to be bad for the child. I support that. But to let this guy slip out from under his responsibilities entirely, why?
I know, and he just, like, totally, you know, stopped calling and just hasn't been around.
That's fine. Let the authorities take care of collecting from him.
How many times had you slept with him, do you think? Or how many times did you sleep with him?
We were together for about 2 years.
Oh, so he was your full-on boyfriend?
Time. Yeah.
And then he knocked you up, and then he just took off when you told him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jerk.
You know how to pick him?
Right.
How far along are you?
I'm 11 weeks.
11 weeks.
Oh,
What about putting the baby up for adoption?
How about that?
I don't know if I could do that after carrying a baby in my stomach for 9 months. I don't know if I could have.
Well, wouldn't you want to make decisions that are the best for the child?
Yes, I would. You know, I really think that I could take care of him. You know.
Yeah, but what would be best for the child? Not what could you get by and almost do, but what would be the best decision for that child?
Yeah, I'm sure that you know, adoption would be a good thing. I just don't know if I have it in my heart to do that.
What do you do you work?
Yes, I'm an office manager at a property management company.
How old's the father?
He's 27.
What does he do? Welder?
No, he just works at a little, like, hardware business.
Hmm. All right. Well, Trisha, the only thing I would say, maybe just, you're only 22. I know there's kids a lot younger than you having kids, but maybe put it up for adoption and, you know, try to straighten out your...
Probably be the best interest of the child to do that.
Yeah, for sure. But
okay, thank you.
All right, Trisha.
Okay.
Bye. All right, 1-800-LOVE-191. Who am I to be giving advice?
Wow, yeah, that was a big decision. How am I going to put him up for adoption?
But you heard that? The baby's going to have no father.
Decision.
All right, he works in a hardware store. She's an office manager. I don't know if she went to college or anything, but the baby's at a disadvantage the second it's born.
And it's not like we believe she's going to march out and go, oh, good. Oh, thank goodness that got resolved tonight. That's going to be an option every tomorrow morning. But the kids do not think about that enough as an option. It really is the healthy one for the kid most often. So,
Elise?
Yeah.
Hi, you're 22 on Love Line.
Yes. I'm having a bit of an ordeal. I've been in a relationship with a guy for over 7 years, and we have a 2-year-old son, and it's never been a healthy relationship from the get-go, and I've just stuck it out, whatever. And I've recently decided to end the relationship.
Why?
Well, kind of has to do with some of the stuff that you guys were saying to the last girl, but I had to think of my son's best interest, and I don't think that raising him in a household like this would be the best thing for him.
Is he an addict, or is he raging all the time? Or?
No, not really. It's kind of more of, like, I call it that he has, like, trophy kid syndrome, like how guys have trophy wives. He kind of has, like, a trophy kid. Like, he doesn't really spend quality time with him. He only wants to kind of show him off type stuff. And then there is some, like, drug and alcohol stuff that I'm not kosher with it even being in my household with my son. And there's just a lot of other issues. He's cheated on me numerous times. He's really disrespectful to me. My son sees it. I don't want him to be raised in that kind of environment. But now that I've made this decision for the two of us to get out, I'm having a lot of anxiety about it. I thought that I would be feeling pretty excited and, like, ready to get on with my own life. But I feel like I'm getting more and more depressed.
For the child's sake, it's making you upset, I guess?
Well, I think that that has a lot to do with it because I had my son when I was pretty young, and I knew that it was like I didn't want to be just a statistic, whatever, teen parent, and I wanted to do, like, the right thing by staying with the dad, and now I'm going against what I had worked so hard to do, and I think that that might be some of it, but I don't know. I'm totally throwing myself for a loop.
Is it just making a big change, being alone, that sort of thing makes you anxious?
I've never been alone. I started dating this guy when I was 17, moved in with him when I was 14. I started dating when I was 14.
That's how old is he?
He's 25. He was 18 when we started dating.
That's enough to provoke a lot of anxiety itself. What were you running away from at home?
Well, I think that I was trying to substitute, like, a not really there for me dad with, like, another male. Because he and my dad are pretty similar, so I think that I was probably trying to fill that void that my dad had left with him.
Okay.
And it's just like a vicious cycle because obviously my dad wasn't doing the right thing, so now he's not doing the right thing.
Have you had some treatment, some therapy or something?
Has he?
You.
Have I?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Because she sounds like she has her head together.
She's thinking it through, yeah.
You know, you're right. If you feel you have to leave him, really sounds like you know what you're doing. And there's, you know, I was raised by a single mom.
Hmm.
So yeah.
I think if you feel strong enough and it would be good for the child to get away from him, it sounds like you're already halfway out the door.
Well, I mean, I'm in school right now and I'm done with school, like, in October, and I'm leaving as soon as I'm done with school. So, I mean, I have the date set to leave. It's just that as that date keeps getting closer and closer, I feel like I'm freaking out more.
Well,
and more.
It's going to be uncomfortable. If it were an easy decision or easy path to go down, you would have done it a long time ago. I mean,
yeah.
It's been a path of least resistance for you to stay in this abusive situation.
Yeah.
So obviously, there's a lot of heavy feelings attached to leaving this situation.
It's going to get harder before it gets easier.
Yeah, but you just got to do it.
There's a silver lining.
You got to
definitely.
But is it really going to be? I guess what my issue is with it now is it more beneficial for a son to be raised by a single mother in a positive relationship or, like, in a positive environment? Or is having that father figure...
He needs the father. You can't take his father away from him.
No, I know...
But you can structure the relationship with him in such a way that he's not exposed to so much negativity.
Yeah.
And which is better for a given child, no one can answer that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well,
right.
Thank you.
Right.
Anytime you're with someone for a long period of time and you want to get out, whether it's a child or not, you're stressed about it, you know?
Yeah.
And if there's a child involved, it's going to make it even worse.
Right.
So
well,
I just think your feelings are normally at least. All right, we got to take a break. Cindy Margolis is here, Stryker for Corolla, along with Dr. Drew. We're going to speak to Tori in a second, who was exposed to, wow. Oh, my God. All right, you'll find out what it is in a minute on the line.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
GEICO auto insurance customers are frugal people. They value a dollar, and they save a lot of them by switching. To prove my point, I'm joined by a real live customer, Erica Willis. Erica, will you give me $10,000?
No.
There. Proof that GEICO customers do not like to part with any more money than they have to. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. You could keep 15% or more of your money. 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
It's a fact. One in every 10 used cars has a major problem. By major, I mean major. Caught fire, burned to a crisp, rebuilt and put up for sale. Happens every day. Make sure you're not the poor slob that buys this piece of crud. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history on any used car. Visit Carfax.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report. Next time we will discuss... blood damage.
The next time you're sitting at work cruising the internet hoping your supervisor doesn't sneak up behind you,
Johnson!
Ask yourself,
well, if this job's so great, why am I sitting here wasting my time?
Then do this. cruise, over to zone105.com and find yourself a better job on our job search listing. Job Search is a listing of the best jobs in the area from leading companies like TCF Banks, Arcadia, United Defense, and more. You'll find everything from IT careers to third shift opportunities. Better hours, better pay, better company. It's all there at zone105.com. Once you find the site, look for Job Search and click. You're there. Job Search is a partnership of this station and Ludlow Advertising. Oh, and just a little tip. Face your monitor away from the hallway.
What, I gotta read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grimm.
It's just a bomb.
Trust the professionals and roll some tape.
All right. I remember when Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard working years. He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What?
He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best he could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Gosh, yeah.
Roll up his sleeves and start showing us with nuggets of knowledge. It takes a big car to wind up two pellets in a parcel. This is really starting to piss me off.
Let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. An honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say. That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice, clean joint with good grub and service?
Who's like how many of you people in the bar?
You think we have enough to edit this together?
Whatever.
Cheesy tagline.
Grumpy'sBar.com.
Wilkins Volkswagen's 2000 model year clearance is almost over. The 2001 models are now here, with more arriving daily. That means Wilkins must sell their 150 remaining 2000 models as soon as possible. Wilkins Volkswagen is determined to sell at least 100 of these new 2000 model Volkswagens between now and Labor Day, so they've drastically reduced their entire inventory. Through Labor Day, you'll find Golfs from just $14,995. Jettas and new Beetles have been marked down as low as $15,995. And Passats start at only $18,995. Or take advantage of factory financing starting at just 2.9% annual percentage rate. You will find it all at Wilkins Volkswagen. Great selection, great service, and the best deal in town. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 in South Robert at 494. On the road of life, there are passengers and there are drivers. Drivers wanted for the final 2000 model clearance at Wilkins Volkswagen.
A lion cub is watched over by all the lionesses. Little meerkats are taken care of by older meerkats. Baby flamingos nap and play together away from their moms. Thinking of sending your little one to daycare? The Parenting Institute at Pampers.com has tips on finding just the right place for your child. To learn more, log on to Pampers.com. We're right behind you every step of the way.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Cake are winding down their association with longtime label Capricorn Records by putting out a greatest hits album called Selected Favorites. The album features 12 tracks from their three albums, Motorcade of Generosity, Fashion Nugget, and Prolonging the Magic. All your Cake favorites are here, from the early hit Rock and Roll Lifestyle to their breakout single, The Distance. The Selected Favorites of Cake will be in record stores October 10th. The band recently signed a major label deal with Columbia for their forthcoming efforts. The Zone Files, from personal communication services from Quest Communications and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Zone 105, with 20 years of Alternative Classics, all on one station.
Boogie Boogie.
Right about now.
Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then join Zone 105 for the Flashback Lunch at noon and the Flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Loveline, we're back. Stryker here for Adam Carolla. Jesus, that's loud.
Let's get to that song.
Dr. Drew, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Am I going to be on the MTV Loveline also?
I don't know. just like Cindy, we're just told to not answer the question.
I'm kidding. They would never say, no, I'm just messing around.
We've been drilling Drew about love lines.
Yeah, I have family, and I'll say, yeah, I'm doing this love line show, filling in for this guy on Crow. Like, when's it going to be on TV? Like, 6-year-old people that have seen the show on Love Line.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah, very weird.
The reach of TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah, definitely. And Cindy Margolis is here, and you have the Cindy Margolis Show, which if you guys live in L.A., I know it's on Channel 2 on Saturday nights after the Howard Stern Show. It's
uh-huh.
pretty late, and I saw it last week.
It's on Saturday nights everywhere.
Oh, everywhere Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Make
very
sense.
Good. And how many shows have you already filmed, or you just do it every week? And
we've already have a couple in the can.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go back to South Beach and maybe Vegas and just, travel and have a good time. Saturday night is party night, date night.
Yes, it is.
So,
on my next date, I'm going for dinner or movie and watching the Cindy Margolis Show. And speaking of cans, hopefully grabbing them.
Ooh.
Yes. And
have our webkini contest. We have 5 gorgeous girls every mm-hmm. week strutting their stuff, so I know you'll be there.
I love reading the bio. It says, we have gorgeous people on here, both men and women.
Well, I don't know if you noticed this, but I am a girl.
Yes, you
notice that?
Yeah,
so
course.
There is stuff for girls to look at on the show. I made sure of that, yeah.
If you ever need someone with a really ripped stomach and like blonde spiky hair, I know this. No, it's not me because I have.
Drew?
Yeah, exactly. Drew, the handsome man over here, Dr. Drew,
spiky hair.
Mr. Big Brother. All right, Tori.
Hi.
Hi, you're 15 on Love Line.
First off, I want to see Stryker. You're doing a very good job.
Thanks.
Because you're not an asshole, and Adam is.
This is all fact.
No comment.
Just stating the obvious.
Aw.
And Dr. Drew, you're very helpful.
I do. Thank you, Tori. What's going on?
Hi, I'm nervous. Okay, well, basically, my question was, I was a sexual content. I was kind of exposed to that at an early age. And I was just wondering, is that why I'm, completely turned off to just the thought of, sex and sexual acts?
What were you exposed to?
I walked in on my parents a couple more times than I should have.
Really? Several? More than once?
Yes, and my mom is just very open about her sexuality, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, there's... I've been talking the last few days about theories of trajectory as far as it goes to energy about one's sexuality. And there are things that can happen in childhood that can set you down various trajectory paths.
Yeah.
And what you had experienced is something that can set you certainly in one direction or the other. And it can set you in direction towards hypersexuality or pretty much shut down to sexuality.
Well, I'd rather shut down than overact.
Absolutely. Well, neither is healthy, but indeed, this of the two, this is a safer and less dangerous route to go down.
But at 15, what are you supposed to expect?
Well, I don't know. No, the thing is, even just kissing, I'm just I recently, a couple months ago, I had my first kiss, and I was just completely I wish it would have been somebody that I would have, really liked, but it wasn't. And I just thought, okay, I'm going to get over it because all my other friends were like, oh, Ryan, you haven't even had your first kiss yet, da 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 da. And so, I'm just okay, what's the big deal? Because it's awful.
Well, Ryan is aversive to this. It's not just that she has no sexual feelings. She's actually aversive.
Well, couldn't she be a late bloomer?
I don't think I am, because I know I'm ready for that kind of stuff. It's just, I haven't found the right person to, experience it with.
And she's aware that there's a connection here.
Right.
It's not just closed her off, grossed her out, and that's it. So you might get over it.
Yeah. You think you need to speak to someone, just get some things off your chest, and maybe that'll, make you feel more comfortable next time you want to make out?
I had a therapist, but it was just, I don't like crying in front of people, so I had this thing about opening up to her that I didn't want to do, so I ended up talking about irrelevant stuff that instead of stuff I really should have
talked
about.
How long were you with the therapist?
A couple months, and then I just didn't want to go anymore, because
They always say that when you don't want to go is when you got to go, because that's when the stuff's starting to flow.
Yeah, but I just didn't feel comfortable talking to her about the certain issues that I should have been.
Yeah, but maybe it's that person, but understand that it's not supposed to be a fun or comfortable process.
Yeah, and Cindy Margolis, I just want to know, how do you get on your show?
Oh.
Which one?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I want to, I'm an inspiring singer, and I just want to,
Inspiring.
There you go.
I'm a perspiring singer.
What kind of singer?
A Fiona Apple kind of thing.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Cool.
Yes.
You're not as skinny as her and, crazy
convulsions. No, I'm not, but I
have
my belly button pierced.
Ooh, Ryan, I mean Tori.
Wait, can you sing, a few bars of a song for us?
Yeah, Tori.
That would be, I'm so, nervous. Right?
Breathe in.
You can do it.
All right. In 3, 2, 1, go.
I don't know what song to sing now.
All right, Tori, we got to go.
Okay, Tori, email me.
I'll sing.
Okay, go.
Okay. I think it's perfectly clear we're in the wrong band. Oh, oh. Heidi says she'll be sincere as much as she can. Oh, oh. I called her up and I said, you know that I'm drowning. It's the dog train over again. He says that he thinks that I need more hands.
Woo! All right, Tori.
Good job, Ryan, Tori. Email us, Cindy, and maybe
she'll have access to a computer. My hard drive crashed.
Okay, then you have to, can we put her on hold and get her a number?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hold on one sec, okay?
All right,
can you guys get her number or something, and we'll track you down. And
you're now going to have 4,000 editions coming out of this show.
Oh, my God.
See what I've done?
You opened up the biggest can of worms.
She was great, though.
Oh, I have a fantasy, or I want to be on that show.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, I want to sleep at the Playboy Mansion.
Done.
Seriously?
Done.
Do I have to email you or just tell you right now?
You can tell me right now.
Cindy, I want to sleep at the Playboy Mansion.
Okay.
Really?
I'll take care of you.
It's locked, baby.
Come on.
You, what's going on? Me and you and the trip, those two women. And Kay, Jeff, 22, you're on Love Line. Drew, you can come. I see you over there going, oh, come on, let me go.
No.
Yeah, you are. You know you are.
No, I'm not.
Are you just saying, what the hell am I doing with this kid to my right?
that's warmer.
Over here?
Huh?
It's closer to what I'm thinking.
Okay. Jeff, you're 22 on Love Line.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Cindy, love you.
Oh hey, how are you?
Great. I'm fine. And wow, Cindy Morley. Anyways, let me tell you the reason that I'm calling. Basically, recently I told my dad about a friend of his that messed with me when I was a kid. And sorry, I'm really nervous.
How old were you at the time?
It all happened between the time I was 4 and the time I was 7.
Mm. And this was a close friend of his?
Still a very close friend of his.
Wow.
And basically I told him everything that happened, and he won't talk to me anymore.
Is he just freaked out, or what do you mean? Is he mad at you?
I don't know. At first, the first thing he asked me after I told him was, why did I let it go on for so long? Why did I tell him, did I like it, and that sort of stuff.
Oof.
Sad.
And
you were 4, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. And he won't let my mom call me, and so I rarely get to talk to her. And one thing you have to know about me is I don't have a lot of friends. I'm very, very close to my family. I mean, I love them very much.
Do you have a phone you can use to call your mom?
Yeah, but if my dad answers the phone, you know.
Oh, you don't live with your parents?
No.
Okay, got it.
What is your dad's deal?
I don't know.
So your dad isn't speaking to you, but he's still friends with this man?
Yeah, he golfs with him, and that sort of thing.
Oh, golf, that should take precedent, probably.
Unbelievable.
And he's not that good of a golfer. So. But, you know, and then, I have a 4-year-old son, and my son is just, I mean, my dad is his Superman, you know, he's like in love with the guy, and he used to have lunch with my son every Wednesday, and he doesn't even, like, call my son, he doesn't come by.
How long has this been going on for?
It's been about 2 months.
You got to figure out a way to reconcile this, and can't you at least on behalf of your son get something going?
You got to understand, I'm not mad at my dad. I don't have any problem with my dad at all. And I've tried to talk to him, and it's like he's afraid to touch me. And he used to be one of those, I mean, like, I'm 22 years old, and he would still hug me and, you know, tell me he loved me and how proud he was of me and in my life and what I'm doing because I'm about to get married. And you know, and now he just won't even, you know, he won't have anything to do with me.
This is all his crap, you know. It's nothing to do with you.
It's not like he's even acting like he's mad at me. It's just he avoids my phone calls, and then I'll call, like a couple times that I have called my mom and took the phone and said, your dad's here. I'll call you back later.
Hold on. We got to take a break.
Yeah,
I want to talk some more to Jeff here.
Yeah. Jeff, can you hold on one sec?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We're going to get to the bottom of Jeff's problem, which is a deep bottom, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely. Poor Jeff.
All right. Cindy's here, Stryker for Adam and Dr. Drew. More Love Line with Jeff and all the shenanigans next. Hold on.
Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
What does it mean
to be cup crazy.
Hull are behind the net. Backhands it to the crease. Safe. Rebound score. Dallas wins. Mike Modano.
You got to really sacrifice physically and emotionally for 2 months to keep playing and just kind of live to see another day. And that one gleaming moment of being on top of the world, I think that's what we all strive to do.
Follow the Stanley Cup playoffs every night on ESPN and ESPN2 and every weekend on ABC.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on 2 unforgettable CDs. It's the Best of Club Mix from KTEL Cold Front with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 nonstop hits. The Best of Club Mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Hey, dude, are you like the librarian?
Oh, yeah, man.
Any good reading material in here?
Yeah, man, but it's Friday night, man. What are you doing here?
Oh, man, the bank's closed. I can't cash my check.
Well, let me tell you a story, son.
Well, the Money Express, baby. They're open all the time. 24 hours to cash your check. I'm talking to Money Express, baby.
New Money Express will cash my check 24 hours?
Oh, that's right, man, but keep it down. This is our library.
24 hours a day, New Money Express will cash your check. Plus Verizon, formerly AirTouch, prepaid cell phones. No contract, no credit check. Featuring MoneyGram international money transfers, just as fast as Western Union and costs a lot less. You can save up to $5 every time, and that includes a free 3-minute domestic phone call. New Money Express, your 24-hour, 7-day-a-week check cashing experts. Open 24 hours at 108 East Lake Street, Minneapolis, and long hours at 785 East 7th Street, St. Paul, based on 2015-2000 regular domestic fee comparisons.
Toyota's 2000 Clearance, a world-class event, is entering its final week at Wilkins Toyota. Now through Labor Day, Wilkins must sell and deliver all 80 of their remaining 2000 model Toyotas. So during this special event, you'll find Echoes for just $99.95. Camrys and Celicas are as low as $16.95. Even trucks, vans, 4Runners, and RAV4s have all been specially priced for this final 2000 clearance event. And at Wilkins Toyota, you can buy the 2000 model of your choice with absolutely no money down and have no payments till after Thanksgiving. Remember, you will always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport at Highway 110 and South Robert at 494. The 2000 clearance event with great selection, no money down, and no payments till after Thanksgiving. Only at Wilkins Toyota. Don't miss it.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest, the gum, and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest, the mountain, and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest, the gum, is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest, the mountain, is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest, the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest, the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest powerful mint gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest powerful mint gum, because some like it cold.
Call
1-800-CALL-ATT-COLLECT-CALL. Yo, we're out here on the streets for 1-800-CALL-ATT for collect calls, trying to find out who you're calling. My man, who you calling?
Oh, my girl, I forgot what size shoe she wears.
Are you dialing down to send a 1-800-CALL-ATT for collect calls? Will you get the same low rate every minute everywhere?
Yeah.
Good.
Get her hair size bigger than what she said.
True. Moving on. Hey, girl. Who you calling?
Who are you yelling at?
Moving on!
Visit us on the web at callatt.com.
Join Zone 105's Tim Connolly with the Zone Files.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files.
Tim takes you behind the scenes and talks to and about your favorite Zone artists. Plus, Tim is your inside connection on everything Hollywood has to offer. And we mean everything. The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNZ Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
We're back. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Ted Stryker here, in for Ace Rockola, but have no fear, the man will be back on Sunday, right, Drew?
I am fearful about that.
Are you? I'm afraid when he's, like, when Dr. Bruce goes in for you,
mm-hmm.
he rags on the guy the whole time, and then you come back, and he just goes on, Dr. Bruce this, Dr. Bruce.
Said he was great.
No, no.
Oh, that he was bad.
Yes, yes, he's happy to have you back. Now, I can't, he's, I hope he's, can't wait to see what he says about me. I listen to Stryker.
No, no, no,
no,
no.
No,
okay. He doesn't listen.
All right, don't worry. Okay. Well, Rockola, you're hairy, you masturbate as much as me, and I have a garage that works. He talks about his garage a lot. Right, doesn't he?
He's building a cathedral on
yeah,
garage.
Exactly. I want to go over there. Cindy Margolis is here, and you got the Cindy Margolis Show Saturday nights. Check it out when you get home and you've had a few beers. You'll have material in your mind to take care of business, guys.
Definitely.
For at least 7 months. Right?
Yes. And Budweiser's our sponsor, so it's okay to watch my show drunk.
There you go. Exactly. Dr. Drew is nodding his head.
I'm shaking my head.
Shaking your head going, yeah, yeah, I'm going to do that. Now, I got a fax the other day. Somebody has overtaken you as the most downloadable woman on the internet. Have you heard about that?
I have heard about that. Actually, no, it's completely different. It's Danny Ash,
okay.
and she is the most downloaded X-rated site. She does, you know, porno chicks.
Oh,
but
really?
I keep my clothes on, so
right.
it's a completely different category.
Have you posed for a Playboy or anything like that?
I have not. You know, but I have nothing against nudity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to say.
You've been offered it, yeah?
It's just a personal choice.
Just don't want to do it.
You know, my mom would kill me, so.
What would your husband think?
Yeah, he may kill me, too.
Really?
So, you know what? I don't think anyone would care now. Everyone's doing it. So, you know, I'm just going to keep my clothes on.
Don't you think it's amazing how many hits you get on your site with the clothes on?
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the first time in my life, please don't slap me. I actually checked out your website tonight.
Well, I hope so.
It was very cool. Scantily clad in
uh-huh,
the bikinis.
Sexy girl next door.
Definitely.
And I've got a little girl talk community for women, too.
What's up with the girl talk? The
hey,
community
you know,
for women.
I have my own home shopping products. I'm a spokesperson for imammogram.com.
Right.
That's a reason for women to come to my site. And, you know, when I put up my wedding pictures, they got downloaded more than my bikini pictures. So there you
really?
We go.
Well, it's because of your husband, Guy.
Exactly.
Who I just talked to during the break, old friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband is nutty. What are you doing giving the eye over there for?
We're all just fond over
famous,
here.
Famous drop.
It wasn't. Famous. What famous drop? Huh? Okay, we're moving on because Drew is looking at me very weird. Jeff, you're gay.
I'm gay.
Jeff,
oh.
me too. You're not gay. We were just
we apologize for that.
I got the end of the.
Let me just rehash what's going on with you very quickly. All right, Jeff finally broke down. He told his dad that he was molested between 4 and 7 years old by his dad's friend, who his dad still talks to and plays golf with. Your dad apparently is very upset about this, and now he won't even talk to you. And you had a very close relationship before you told him, right?
Right.
Now you want to know what the hell to do with your life because you still love your dad, you still want to hug him, and you're getting married soon. Dr. Drew, this is you, man.
Isn't there any sort of third-person liaison you could use to try to make the contact? Mom, uncle, aunt, somebody else that he respects?
Yeah, the thing is, my dad's just a really hard-headed person. And
I understand, but he's clearly not willing to even have any contact with you for reasons that are truly bizarre.
Right, and that's the problem. If I knew what the problem was, I know my dad well enough where I could go fix it.
I understand, but
you know?
He's not going to allow you that opportunity, so you have to have somebody else make the contact and begin moving him in the right direction, because whatever's going on with him, it's bizarre and it's all in his head.
Right.
And he needs somebody to talk a little sense into him, and he's not going to allow that from you. So who else can you contact?
It doesn't sound like your mom can do it either, just from the way, like,
probably
your
not.
Mother
it
cannot.
It sounds like it needs to be another male, just judging by. Once you, ooh, could you ever get the friend that perpetrated this
to admit it?
Well, to not just admit it, but to make some amends by helping heal this rift?
Okay, the guy that did it, when I see him around town or, you know, whatever,
yeah,
he winks at me, blows kisses at me. You know, and nothing.
Oh my God.
I'm 22 years old. I can handle it. You know,
that is bizarre.
At the same time, it's really hard for me to. I mean, I can't bring myself to talk to the guy.
I don't blame you.
Do you have any uncles in town, big men that can put some sense into this dude and your dad?
Your dad primarily. We're interested in.
Yeah.
Possibly. See, the thing is, I haven't even told my fiance about what happened.
Well,
you know, it took me 22 years to tell somebody, and you know, and I can't, now I'm forced into a situation where, if I'm going to get things fixed with my dad, I have to tell everyone that I know, or you know, the whole family's going
to. I don't know if that's true, but you do need to tell somebody to try to help move this in the right direction.
Is there other people in the family, an uncle, a grandfather, anybody?
Well, see, that's the problem, because it took me so long to even get to the point where I could tell him. You know, I'm not even at a place where I can tell other people about it.
I'm a little nervous about uncles or grandfathers, because they're going to be of the same sort of cultural mindset as dad.
Father.
Right.
But you got to tell somebody, because he's not going to allow you the contact.
Yeah,
and at least on behalf of your son, make an effort here.
Yeah,
how can a dad go from this loving guy to seems like a monster?
Well, that's what makes this a little bit suspicious, because dad's real. I mean, people don't do that. They don't give you from perfectly open, caring, wonderful person to shut down the distant, hostile, angry, bigoted guy.
Okay, let me throw another wrench in the deal here. Whenever I was a little bit younger, I remember telling my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing ever became of it. And so I'm wondering now if, you know, if he knew and if he just, you know, if he doesn't care or he wanted to ignore it or whatever. And now maybe he's just really, you know, hurt that I'm bringing it up again or what.
No, he probably just didn't believe you first time around.
Because, you know, at this point, you know, I'm just really, you know, I'm crushed. Honestly,
for some reason, the remember American Beauty, the neighbor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what's sort of flashing in my head.
Too. I was thinking the same thing a second ago, actually during the break. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, I mean, you know, Dr. Drew's giving you some good advice. I don't know if there's much more he can say.
The next thing would be to get, if you can't do it on your own, to get professional help and have somebody assist you through this.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, good luck, man.
Good luck.
Bye.
Is there any way I could get that number from you?
Which one?
That you gave the other girl, the singer?
About the fantasy?
Oh. Of course.
I don't mean to open up that can of worms, but...
Which number was she talking about?
His number, right? Your number, Jeff?
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
Hold on one sec.
Take an audition.
I told you.
All right. Love, what is it? What's the number, Drew, here? God, all discombobulated. Poor Jeff. Justin.
Yeah.
17, Loveline. What's up?
Yeah, this question is mainly for Dr. Drew. Over the past, 2 years, I've dropped about 59 doses of acid, and I don't notice really any, too many, side effects right now, but I was wondering what the long-term effects are going to be.
Are you still seeing trailers?
Yeah, I still get occasional flashbacks.
But not just flashbacks, but most people have had more than 30 hits of acid keep seeing trailers.
Not constantly, but I'd say every couple of weeks or so, I definitely see trails.
Okay, and is it in the context of a true flashback, or are you just all of a
it's
sudden
It's just all of a sudden, you know, it's just the trails from the hands or...
All right, well, that's a sign that your brain has been altered, right? That you don't see trailers just because. You see it because that part of the brain has been damaged and changed.
Yeah.
And people that have that particular symptom tend to be the ones that have mood disturbances that develop sometimes as long as 5 or 10 years later. And they're usually quite profound.
Oh, really?
Yeah, lots of depression, lots of anxiety, and stuff that just starts kicking in later.
So is there any way to, prevent that? Or?
No, there are medications that can treat it later, but they just got to stay on top of it.
And stop doing 59 hits of acid by 17. Now, where are you taking the acid? Concerts? In your parents' house? At school?
Well, I started taking the Rays, but then it was just kind of like I loved it so much, you know, I just kept doing it. I guess school and wherever.
Yeah, it's the people that have the bad trips that are actually the lucky ones, because they don't do it again. They do it for until they have a bad trip, and then they stop. And it is the cumulative effect of this drug that has its toxic effects, the neurotoxic effects, and it damages brain.
And your brain can't recover from it.
It does not recover.
Once it's damaged, you're done. Forget it. Stop doing the acid.
Yeah, I was just reading an article the other day on the neuropsychiatric effects of ecstasy, which are, again, as long as your arm.
We talked about this last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny. Johnny.
Yeah.
What's up, man? 27.
Yeah, I was going to ask Dr. Drew about, I've been trying to get my wife pregnant for a couple of months right now. We've been married for a year. And, I've been using marijuana for about 11 years.
No.
Like everyday smoker.
We're shocked.
And I was wondering, could that be the effect, you know?
I suppose it could be. It's not as though you're going to have severe fertility problems from smoking pot, but if you already were sort of marginal, it might be enough to push you into troubled territory.
Well, let me say this. I've been with her for about 10 years, and at the beginning of the relationship...
She got pregnant.
Oh, yeah. We used to have sex... No. We used to have sex like 3 times a day. You know how it is at the beginning?
Right.
I used to come inside all the time. And I never once got her pregnant. And then one time we got a scare. I took her to the clinic. She was not pregnant, but I stopped doing that. And Well, right now she's on the pill, and what happened was like about a week ago she told me she missed her period. And also she's diabetic.
I don't know what's going on here. Hold on one second.
Wait, she doesn't finish the story. Go ahead. Finish.
Yeah, well, also, she's diabetic.
Yeah.
She missed her period. She's on the pill.
Right.
I wanted to know, if can you get pregnant even on the pill? But
it can happen, but you can also miss your period on the pill.
Yeah. And
that's even more common.
And I was going to ask, well, how come she never got pregnant at the beginning? Like, I've never gotten a girl pregnant. I've never
Well, maybe you have some fertility problems. If you guys are interested in having a child and you're ready to have one, which you're not, you can go get a sperm count, have her have something called a hysterosalpingogram, where they actually light the tubes up with a dye to see how they're functioning, and to see if there's any source of problems that might be the reason that you're having difficulty with fertility.
He doesn't know anything you're saying, neither do I.
No, right. No, I do. And also, I was going to say, like my
right
wife
now
tells me, it's all the pot smoking, but I tell her, like look at, like, she's got, like there's other relatives and friends that have that we know that are smokers that smoke, you know, for years, and they're having babies like crazy. They have three kids.
Why do you want to have a kid right now, Johnny?
Well, we want one.
Because why? Tell me why.
We're ready for one. We could have one.
Why?
You married?
Yeah, we're married.
Okay.
We've been together for 10 years. We just got married last year. And, well, for the past two or three months, like, we've been trying. Like, well, not trying, but she's been saying she wants to, but she's on the pill.
Well, she has to stop taking the pill, and then
she has to stop taking the pill, that's for sure. And, yes, indeed, like I said at the beginning, marijuana is not a sort of common cause of infertility, but if you're already having problems, it could sort of move you further along into difficulty.
And Johnny, listen, you've been smoking for 10 years. You better stop when the baby, if you get your wife pregnant, you better stop when the baby comes out. And most likely, your child is going to have that same trait. Possibly,
50%.
Right? 50% chance.
And marijuana does reduce testosterone levels and can reduce sperm count and libido and whatnot on that basis.
A lot of drag calls tonight. A
lot of them.
Yeah.
We're bringing them out, Cindy.
Yes,
Cindy Margolis is in here at Loveline. And Raymond, 22, what's up?
Hey, I got some typical signs of, like, OCD and sexual compulsion. I went in, and I'm at the university here, and I went in and saw some people to healthcare, and got some help for a while, both psychiatric and with a therapist. And I'm lined up for to go to a bigger thing, some psychiatric institute kind of thing.
Where?
It's right here in town. It's actually in Madison.
Wisconsin.
Right.
Right there with the cheese heads.
That's right, man.
Raymond, what kind of things are you doing that make you think you're compulsive sexually? What's going on?
You know, regular masturbation since, like, eighth grade.
Regular meaning four times a day?
No, we're talking probably about half that.
Twice a day.
That's normal, almost.
Right. 22.
See, that's what people keep, to kind of mediate or moderate, you know, when they kind of talk you through this kind of thing. But it's just weird how it kind of plays mind games with you, and you don't believe that.
Are you doing anything that's messing up the rest of your life due to sexual activity?
Not messing up. You know, I've been pretty clarified as far as the difference between compulsion and addiction, but, like, still where it interferes and you, like, at times where you just can't accomplish tasks and whatnot.
Because you're doing this.
Right, exactly.
All right. So it's having a
borderline. So why do you need psychiatric help?
Well, I don't know. Just with these other OCD symptoms and getting medication for it.
What are your other OCD symptoms?
Like trichotillomania.
Pulling his hair out.
Yeah.
What else?
Which is very minor right now. Like,
sure.
It was, like, it flared up when I was, like, back in, like, fourth, fifth grade. And that was mainly with, like, eyelashes and stuff. And now it's real. Real infrequent. But,
what other OCD?
Let's see. Just like pretty hardcore organization skills. I mean, like, overly abundant where it's kind of taking up time when you should be doing other things, that kind of stuff.
Right.
You have to masturbate a certain way every single day?
No, not a certain way or a certain amount of times, but it's just more of the fact where it's, like, more of an interference, it's a nuisance.
Okay.
It's not something, like, you're relaxed about. It's just more like you kind of have to do it.
So you're not enjoying it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just getting kind of being a dead horse, so to speak.
All right, so there,
I mean,
so there is some...
No pun intended.
There are some compulsive features here, and why are they sending you to the Neuropsychiatric Institute?
Excuse me?
Why are they sending you to a larger freestanding institute?
I guess, like, I just agreed with the therapist and the doctor that, like, we kind of hit a standstill.
And there'd be more to be done there.
Right. Okay. And I was just wondering, like, basically my inquiry was whether or not you had any other ideas or anything. I've read books on OCD and whatnot to just try to kind of find some kind of, like, self-control, that kind of stuff.
Well, there are obviously multiple ways of intervening on that. The medication, which I'm sure you're on one of the serotonin drugs.
Right.
And to realize that none of those medications are universally effective for anybody. You have to kind of fish around a little bit for the one for you, particularly as it pertains to the trichotillomania.
Right.
Okay. And then there, you've tried individual psychotherapy, and there are behavioral modalities too. And I suspect that's why they're sending you on, is to get more intensive behavioral work.
Exactly. And I was curious with, like, the medication. I know they said, like, it can even vary by dose to dose.
Yep.
Arguments about whether or not less.
More or less. Better. Yep. You got to fish around. You got to work with it a little bit.
Okay. And I'm on Zoloft, like, a real small amount right now. And I always inquired about that too, if it would be worthwhile to try, you know, just to switch medications.
Yes.
Altogether. It would be.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then going up, again, no single medicine is predictably reliable for any given person, so you got to fish around a little bit. And then some, you know, these serotonin drugs will decrease your libido a little bit, make you a little less compulsed sexually.
Also, badge your football will help, Raymond. Badge your basketball. They took out the Wildcats last year.
In other words, I'm at the right university right now, huh?
What's that?
I'm at the right university.
Yeah, the Badgers cure sexual compulsivity. All right, man?
All right, I appreciate your help.
See you later.
Take care.
All right, it's Love Line. Cindy Margolis is here, striker for Ace Rockola.
Raymond, and the jovial hair puller.
Yeah, the jovial hair puller from Wisconsin. Let's stick to Lizzie. She's 22.
Hi, guys. I have kind of like a big problem here. I'm getting married in about 2 months. And a few months ago, my boyfriend and I were making love, and we had taken ecstasy pills.
Right.
And what he did was, in the middle of us making love, he reached over and called some girl on the phone and was kind of like, I don't know if he thought, it felt like it was having a threesome or what, but once I realized what was going on, all I could do was cry. And ever since then, I have like this really big trust issue with him, even though he's never cheated on me. And
I don't understand. You mean he was talking to another woman while you guys were...
Who was the woman?
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to know.
He just said it was some friend that he used to know from high or junior high.
I don't trust your boyfriend.
Who has their number memorized from the junior high friends?
And he was having phone sex with her?
He was having sex with me, but he called her and he would like put the phone next to me so she could hear me moan, and then he would get the phone back and talk to her, and we were just really out of it. And once I realized what was going on, I don't know.
You put that on a website, you will top Cindy Margolis' website. Talking on the phone, having sex.
And how old is he?
I'm 22 and he's 20.
Oh,
it sounds awful.
Younger.
Really, it sounds just awful.
Well, they were on ecstasy. It's the first time he's done it, and
yeah,
he's never cheated on her before. I think it just has to do with the ecstasy. But now you're reaping the...
Why did he do that? Is it just he wanted to feel... I don't know. He just said he was just high. He didn't know what he was doing.
Well, that may be, but...
But he knew the number,
right?
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like he's immature. He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
You already have these trust issues.
Well,
you cannot get married if you have trust issues. I'm married. I know that. I'm telling you, if you have any doubts and trust issues before you marry, do not walk down that aisle. Coming from a woman to a woman, I'm telling you, you know woman's instinct, and it probably isn't the first time. I mean, you don't know that he's cheated on you, but he's only 20 years old. Calling other girls who are having sex, ecstasy, just isn't a good sign.
I agree. All right, Lizzie?
Okay, thanks.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
Look at Cindy coming through in the clutch at 11:19 here on Love Line.
I'm trying.
All right, we have to take a break. Cindy Margolis is here. You can hang out till 12 with us, right?
Yes.
All right, she's got a new show, Cindy Margolis Show. It's on Saturday nights. We'll discuss that and talk to Sam, who has something to talk about, and it's sex. Is that okay?
Big surprise.
All right, Love Line coming up next. Hold on.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Is getting a blemish really such a crisis?
Yes, it is. But now, with new Biore Blemish Bomb, there's nothing to worry about. Biore Blemish Bomb is an overnight acne treatment. We're talking visible results by morning. The blemishes just aren't a big deal anymore. Biore Blemish Bomb forms a tiny gel patch to give you continuous treatment all night. You wake up to clearer, healthier-looking skin that's not dried out. There's also new Biore Blemish Fighting Cleanser to help prevent blemishes every day. So say goodnight to that blemish. Biore. Clean. Honest.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast GEICO Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, GEICO could save you 15%. So call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
Dome 105 is the Twin Cities Concert Pipeline.
Counting Crows. Live. The concert event of the summer is coming. Counting Crows and Live together in one night.
One night.
September 13th at Target Center.
All your favorites from two great bands. Counting Crows and Live.
September 13th at Target Center.
Special guests to be announced.
Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster locations, including Dayton's, Mervyn's, Rainbow Foods, and Target Center box office.
Charge by phone, 989-5151.
Presented by Minnesota Food Bank Network.
Devani's delivers, but you knew that. Whether you wanted a delicious pizza, hot hoagie, or lasagna, you've probably called Devani's. But this time, we're talking about employment. Devani's delivers great opportunities. Whether you're thinking about a little extra money or just need to pick up a part-time job to go along with school, Devani's delivers with flexible scheduling. If it's an enjoyable work environment you're looking for, Devani's delivers. Their motto is care, work hard, and have fun. And when it comes to great pay and benefits, again, Devani's delivers. With training, discounted meals, medical and dental, paid time off, and a 401k. Devani's, the area's most progressive group of restaurants, is now hiring both full and part-time in-store and delivery positions. To find out more, stop into any one of the 17 metro area Devani's today or apply online at Devani's.com. Devani's, a great place to eat and a fun place to work.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
There's gum, and then there's dentine ice. Delicious cold minty shell outside, sub-zero flavor inside. Dentine ice. Not only does it put your breath on ice for a long, long time, it'll make those tiny hairs on the back of his neck stand straight up.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
We're back. Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Stryker. Thanks you guys for being so cool calling in, by the way. Big shoes to fill for Ace Rockola, who's coming back on Sunday. Dr. Drew is here. Cindy Margolis, You know, you know what I need to ask you?
What do you need to ask me?
Did you ever work the Plinko board when you worked on The Price is Right?
I did not. I know. I didn't graduate to that.
You never got to do
it.
So is that like the godfather of women for the work behind the scenes, the models, they get to do the Plinko?
I did get to, learn how to do one hand, and this would be two-handed car. So
right.
I got to learn that,
right.
But, I didn't get to work.
How about safecrackers?
No, or the cliffhanger. I know I suck. No, I didn't get to do anything.
Little man going up the hill. How about the card game? I like the card game. They have to be between, I don't think they use any of the models for that.
No, I just mostly flipped.
You did?
Flipping the price and showing.
Like the one where you have 30 seconds to put all four prices on the four different prizes, and then how many did she get right, Cindy? And you pull the arm level down.
Okay, he knows more about it than I do. We're in trouble.
Well, I'm hoping to model on the I want to be the first male model on The Price is Right.
I think you should.
All right.
Have a campaign.
Ted Stryker walking up the Plinko stairs. Cindy Margolis show is on Saturday nights, late night. Check it out in a city near you and drink the Budweiser while you do it. All right, right?
Right.
All right, we're on. Cindy. Jessica, 17, Loveline, what's going on?
Hi. Okay, every time, that I'm with my boyfriend, we pull into a parking lot or something, and I'm giving him a blowjob, he'll, be totally fine with it during, and, after his orgasm, he'll start getting really paranoid and think that, someone's watching us.
Well, you're in a car in public.
But it's, late at night, and there's nobody there. It's a really empty parking lot.
And what does he do in response to the paranoia?
He starts shaking. He starts breaking out in a sweat. He starts hyperventilating.
And what do you guys do? Just go home?
Well, we get dressed. We, go outside and, breathe some fresh air for a little bit, and then I take him home.
What do you think is a diabolical reason to get out of his responsibility of kind of reciprocating?
No. Whenever he does the reciprocation, he always does that first before I give him a blowjob.
I see.
So you're you're doing the reciprocating.
Well, we don't always do me because I take longer.
But are you always in true? Are you always in public when you do this? Why are you always in public?
Well, because I'm 17 and he's 16, and home with our parents isn't exactly the best place to do something like that.
What kind of car do you guys have?
Toyota Corolla.
Toyota Corolla, and he takes care of you in the Toyota Adam Corolla?
How many times has this happened that he's gotten so paranoid?
Six or seven times.
Hmm.
And, it didn't used to be so bad, but, I think it's, getting worse. The last time we did it, he, totally freaked out. He was shaking, he almost started crying.
So it's a panic attack, really. It's not paranoia, huh?
What's he like after he takes care of you?
He's fine. It's, he's not paranoid, when he's horny. Because
who is?
But, after he has his orgasm, he's, totally...
What is he afraid will happen if somebody were to find you guys?
Well, he, keeps thinking there's, some police across the street who will, arrest us for...
Does he do cocaine or speed, anything like that?
No. We've had marijuana once. We shared a joint, but neither of us got high.
Have you had sex, though? You slept together, right?
Yeah, but it was after what I told you. We just had sex, 2 days ago for the first time.
Huh. Did he wear a condom?
Yeah.
Good.
But that was fine because my parents weren't home, so we did it in my room.
Oh,
and he didn't suffer the paranoia then?
No.
Are you going to graduate to the Corolla for sex?
Probably.
Good.
Again, I don't know why. I wonder why it's so monumentally important to him. Presuming this is sort of some sort of real feeling he's having, why it's so frightening to have been caught. But
I don't know, but last time, I really got scared for him. I thought,
he's having a panic attack. A panic attack sometimes, having panic anyway, and then sometimes that can be triggered by environmental cues, and so this whole process now re-triggers panic every time. So you've got to have some experiences in environments that are less anxiety-provoking so these things aren't sort of provoked.
Well, we've done it a few times in my room, and that's been fine. We've done it at his house when his parents weren't home. That was fine.
Well, then it's got to be in public. He's nervous about that.
Were you virgins?
Yeah. We've been virgins up until 2 days ago.
You need to find other places you can do it that are safe for him. That's all.
I'd panic, too, if I had it done in the parking lot.
Well, that's the safest place we can do it, though.
Well, it does make him feel safe, though.
Okay.
All right,
Jessica. What would you suggest?
I would suggest to find a hotel or wait till your parents leave your house and he won't break out in sweats and possibly cry.
Okay.
I got an answer right, Dr. Drew. Sign me up again when Corolla's gone. Ashley, you are 13 on Loveline.
Hi. I feel like I'm always having, fantasies to have sex and stuff.
Well, you're 13.
That's normal?
Yeah.
And is it with a guy?
Normally, yeah.
You have a boyfriend right now?
No.
Have you had a boyfriend before?
Yeah.
Have you kissed a guy?
Yeah.
What's the farthest you've gone?
I've had sex before.
Oh, so you're constantly fantasizing about that, then?
Uh-huh.
With that same person, or just sex in general?
With different people, people I even hate.
How many times have you had sex before?
Once.
Hmm. People you hate.
Isn't it a form of curiosity that she's fantasizing? She's only 13.
Yeah, the fact that she's had sex 13 is already a little bit of a red flag.
I know, yeah.
And fantasizing about having sex with people she hates.
I was raped when I was younger.
I was just going to ask, what happened as a kid? Well, you are taking the route that Dr. Drew has mentioned the last 3 days. You can take a route where you don't do anything sexually, or you take a route where it's just...
It becomes hypersexual.
Hypersexual, right.
You're going down that path.
You need to get some help, Ashley.
I'm seeing counseling, but I'm too scared to talk to her about this.
You got to talk to her. That's the reason you're there. Please, before you hurt yourself, start talking about it, okay?
Okay.
Why are you afraid to open... Are you afraid to open up to her?
You're kind of. I don't know.
This person will not tell a soul, and if there's one person you can open up to, it's going to be this person helping you. So I know it's hard, but once you do it, you will feel so much better, and in the long run, she'll help you, okay?
Yes,
okay.
You have to do it.
All right, Ashley.
Can I leave my phone number?
Are you a singer?
Of course, Ashley.
Yeah.
I was molested as a youngster, but I sing like Macy Gray.
No, Ashley. Of course.
Hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. What is the weirdest request, Cindy, you have had for someone to get on the E! Channel show about becoming a star or doing something like that?
I don't know. Wanting to sleep at the Playboy Mansion?
That's
sleep
weird.
That is not weird. Every guy... Oh, back me up. Drew, you don't want to do that?
No.
See, that's weird. Let's analyze him.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to ask... let me find someone. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah?
Would you ever want to sleep at the Playboy Mansion?
Heck yeah.
Thank you.
Wait, let's see what else Brandon has to say.
Yeah. All right, what's going on with you, man? You're 15.
I've had sex with my girlfriend once, and it feels better when I masturbate. I mean, I get discomfort.
I have a friend, the Weeze, that said, sex is great, but it's not the real thing.
You know what you should do? Flip your hand upside down. Feels like someone else is doing it.
Well, Brandon...
Yeah.
Maybe you're just not ready to be engaged in that kind of relationship with a person yet, and that's fine.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into that. People are a hassle, among other things, right?
Yeah.
And you're 15, your partner's probably 15 also.
Yeah.
And neither of you really know or ready to figure things out. Just take your time. Maybe you shouldn't be in such a big hurry.
Do you have a fur coat in the house you can use?
No, I don't.
Get a synthetic fur coat, man. That'll take care of everything.
All right,
dude.
What the hell does that mean?
Bye.
Use the fur coat to take care of business.
Synthetic fur coat?
Well, you don't want to buy real fur, whatever, fake fur, whatever.
Okay. What? All right. Always thinking, Shrek. Way to go.
That went over my head.
It did? I'll explain it to you later. Guy will tell you all about it. Okay. He knows about the fur coats. All right, Jennifer, you're 24. Loveline, what's up?
I have a really hard time telling the difference between things that I've dreamt and things that have really happened.
Give us an example.
A couple days ago, I had a dream that... my father did something that upset me, and for like an hour after I woke up, I was really mad at him, and I had decided that I was never going to speak to him again. That's not a good example, but...
Do you lie in bed and have trouble waking up in the morning?
I do.
Yeah, so you're really kind of still asleep, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I will wake up and I'm still in my dream.
Do you have night terrors? Where you wake up and yell or feel locked in, but you can't move?
No, I don't.
Nothing like that. Ever sleepwalk?
No.
So basically, you have these feelings when you wake up about something you dreamt, and they're very strong feelings?
No, I mean, there are things that I've dreamt, and I really thought they happened until I talked to someone about it who had been in my dream, and they said, what are you talking about? That never happened, and I could have sworn.
Are you taking medication?
No.
And how long has this been going on for?
As long as I can remember. I mean, I thought I could fly until I was 12, and I actually tried it.
What'd you do?
I just tried waving my arms, and nothing happened, and I realized I couldn't fly.
Have you ever told anybody about this?
I just told my husband a couple of days ago, and that's why I called, because he said that this sounds like I'm psychotic, that I can't tell the difference between what's real and what's...
Well, that is a feature of psychosis, and there may be something like that going on here. Or it could be a neurologic thing, but it warrants evaluation, I'd say. It may be a sleep disorder, even.
I did have an MRI and a sleep-deprived EKG.
Okay.
To see if maybe I... The neurologist said maybe I was...
having seizures.
Having seizures. And,
right.
And he said I wasn't.
Hmm. But you have... So you have seen somebody about this problem?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
So you were aware that this was not normal and it might mean something.
Yeah.
Did they offer any medication or treatment?
No, that was it. He did those tests, said, and then
all right. Well, you ought to get back with them and then tell them to know you're still troubled by these symptoms and see if there's anything they have to offer, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jennifer.
Seems like it should be treatable.
Okay.
All right. How about you? You ever any psychotic dreams, crazy dreams?
Oh, all the time.
Come on.
All the time.
Really?
They don't introduce Stryker. Don't worry.
Not okay. Until after tonight.
True. You have. I have never seen you this this witty, funny, smart alecky before.
Really?
You want to go out sometime?
No.
Okay, good. John.
Yeah?
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Well, I smoke a lot of pot and like.
Shocked.
Huh?
We're shocked. Go ahead.
No, and like I think it has something to do with me masturbating a lot.
You smoke pot?
Yeah.
Because you masturbate, you're saying?
Well, people who are addicts often are also sex addicts.
Yeah.
So it's not as though the pot's making you masturbate more. It's that you're an addict and you're dealing with your feelings through these mechanisms of thrill and endorphin release and whatnot. And marijuana is, masturbation is one of the ways you can do that.
Okay.
All right,
man. See you later.
All right.
Deal with the pot.
Lay off the bong.
Ample evidence that marijuana actually shrinks the right frontal lobe of the brain, the part of the brain you use for development and thought, for moderate smokers at age 15.
I don't know if potheads would rather smoke it or masturbate. What do you think?
They probably go through an internal struggle every afternoon.
Am I going to knock one off here? Am I going to hit
which
the bong?
What's going to be?
And really, it pushes first.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Jason, 17, what's up?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, I've got a really short tongue. I want to know how that's going to affect my going down on a woman, and if there's anything I can do about it.
Yes. There is.
Well, there are people that will operate by cutting the frenulum on the base of the tongue so it comes out further, but it's not going to have any effect.
No.
You'll be fine.
Have you gone down on a woman before?
No.
You know what? As long as you're down there, Cindy...
Yeah,
you,
that's all we... It's fine.
Yeah.
And I promise you it's fine.
As long as your tongue is
we
down
appreciate
there
it.
Softly and gently, it
exactly.
Should be fine, right?
It'll be fine.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just,
you can use your lips, too.
Pay attention to your partner. It's all.
Use your lips, too.
Yeah, your lips and your tongue.
There you go. All right, Jason?
Okie dokie.
All right. Good luck with the tongue.
Thank you very much.
How about you, Drew?
What?
You good down there?
Lips and tongue.
Yeah?
We're in Breaksville here.
I knew we didn't want to talk about that. He wants to go to break. All right, Cindy Margolis is here. More of Loveline next.
Hello. It's your radio.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Calling all college students. Looking for a part-time job that fits into your busy lifestyle but still leaves you free on the weekends? Well, UPS is seeking highly motivated individuals to join their dynamic team. Work Monday through Friday from 3:30 to 9 a.m. or 4:30 to 9 p.m. Get a weekly paycheck. Get full medical benefits. And get paid up to $9.50 an hour for working out. If you can lift 70 pounds, call 1-888-WORK-UPS. Or stop by during their open interview sessions Tuesday, August 29th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Baldwin, Wisconsin UPS Center. That's 890 Hillcrest Street, Baldwin, Wisconsin, from 8 to 4 or call 1-888-WORK-UPS. Don't miss this opportunity. Stop by during their open interview sessions. That's Tuesday, August 29th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Baldwin, Wisconsin UPS Center. Or call 1-888-WORK-UPS. UPS is an equal opportunity employer.
Now, let's go live to our camera in the clouds for a traffic report. Dan, what do you see?
Michelle, I can't believe it. Traffic on 394 heading out to Minnetonka is enormous. I've never seen it this heavy. They must be giving money away out there.
Not quite, Dan, but close. The new Morris Ford dealership in Minnetonka is having a big sale. They have a huge selection of new Fords, Focuses, Mustangs, Tauruses, and SUVs, plus a wide selection of pre-owned vehicles. It's your chance to get a great deal on the car of your dreams, Dan.
You're right, Michelle. They're all converging at Morris Minnetonka Ford, 394 and Plymouth Road.
As well, they should. Who could pass up the chance to get a brand new Ford at a sale price backed up by Morris' reputation for quality, integrity, and service? And remember, Dan, at Morris, service is key.
Thanks for the tip, Michelle. I'm going to take my coffee break now.
Coffee break? Dan, you can't land at Morris?
Don't miss the sale at Maury's Minnetonka Ford, 394 and Plymouth Road.
I'm Ann Marconi. I work in a clothing store, but in the Army National Guard, I'm a supply specialist.
Serve part-time, enjoy life full-time.
Fill me. I play college football, but 1 week a month and 2 weeks a year, I'm out on a different field.
Visit our website, same as our phone number, www.1800goguard.com. In the Army National Guard, you can.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Come on down for Tuesdays at Chewy's. Every Tuesday, join Zone 105 and Chewy's for two-for-one drink specials. Register to win great prizes, including tickets to the only alive-and-drive indoor go-kart racing track in the Midwest, Pro Kart Indoors. Chewy's located 2 miles west of Highway 35W on Highway 13. Call 612-894-7022 for more details. Join Thorne every Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30 for scotch and cigars. Club Ache will be sampling some fine scotch while you puff on your complimentary cigar. Club Ache also features local jazz musicians from 8 to midnight. Club Ache, 322 First Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Who's the best bartender in town? It's Shelly Miller. Join her every Friday from 9 to 10 at Spikers and Fridley. She'll be pouring your favorite refreshments and giving away prizes. Mail back to send a postcard to Zone 105 for a chance to win free Spiker Bucks to spend with Shelly Friday. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for updates.
Zone 105 Music.
Unbelievable. Blending the lost decade with the last decade. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
All right, we're back. Love Line. Stryker here, my last few minutes in for Adam Carolla until the man is back on Sunday along with Dr. Drew and Cindy Margolis, who has a show Saturday night, the Cindy Margolis show.
Mm-hmm, this Saturday night, the pajama party.
And what are you going to be wearing specifically?
What do you think?
Is it going to be like the skimpy pajama?
We're talking Victoria's Secrets here, lingerie all the way.
Okay. I couldn't have said it better myself. How do you, now, isn't it just a whole pool beach full of people that are hanging out during this thing, right? Are
they having a good time.
Now, you cast these people to be there?
Oh, no. I invited everyone from my internet site, all my cyber buddies,
okay,
what I call them. You know, I didn't want to walk out on stage and have people go, who is this Cindy chick?
Right.
I wanted to fill the audience with people who supported me over the past 4 years. So
okay.
I put an invitation on my website and emailed all my cyber buddies and said, come on down to South Beach.
Girls that good looking are not going
yes,
on your website like that.
Believe me, 40% of the people come to my site are women. I had girls, guys, walked it out on stage and they were all there.
I watched that show last week. I've got material, by the way, for a long time. Up here, as I mentioned earlier. What, Dr. Drew?
Let's see how he segues into anal beads after this. Go ahead.
We're going right into the anal beads.
I want to see your segue. Go.
So I was drinking some Budweiser, and these anal beads popped up, and this is Mike, who's 24. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Well, here's the problem. It wasn't no drinking Budweiser, nothing like that. But me and my girlfriend were experimenting, and the last anal bead has popped off.
Up in there.
Up in there.
And you want to know what?
What we could do or what the possible harm is.
Mm. These are plastic?
Yes.
Well,
didn't it come out when
you
did number two?
You would think it would come out. How long has it been up there?
Oh, maybe 5-10 minutes.
Oh, it'll come out.
It's up there right now?
Yeah, it's up there right now.
Put her on the phone. I want to speak to her.
Okay.
Poor thing.
What's her name?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Sarah.
How's your butt?
It's fine. I can't feel anything.
Mm.
You sure there's something in there?
Almost positive.
Ouch.
Like 99% positive.
Okay, well, you will see it again.
Okay.
Hey, for everyone out there, tell us exactly how this went down for the anal bead. You just said, sex is okay. You're down there with your mouth sometimes. We need anal beads. Is that how it came about?
Exactly.
And so where do you buy these things?
You were walking through a store and said, look at these.
You went to the sex store for these?
Yes, we did.
Okay, and you came home, and did you just go straight to the booty?
Exactly. And I didn't know really what to do with them. I'd never done it before, and so we just kind of put them all in there, and then when we took them out, one didn't come out.
When we took them out, and on a scale of 1 to 10,
yes.
How good did it feel?
About a 7.5.
Ooh, 7.5.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I know what Drew's doing tomorrow.
It was definitely worth it, but now I'm a little scared because I don't know what's going to happen now.
Well, go drink some prune juice and check the toilet.
Oi.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's definitely going to come out.
Well, it should. I can't say definitely, but I suspect it will.
And what happens if it doesn't? Just going to stay there?
No, it has to be retrieved.
Ew.
And that's a lovely thing.
And what are the chances that I will have to do that?
I would think unlikely.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Have fun.
Good luck.
Thank you.
If you have abdominal pain, you got to have the retrieval.
Abdominal pain, get retrieval. You ever see the Seinfeld when Georgia Dad sits on Fusilli Jerry?
Right.
Kramer made all the characters out of Fusilli. Million to one, Doc. I am the ass man.
The ass man, exactly.
Exactly. Brings the dads in and gets it removed. Where are we going? Let's talk to Daniel, who's 15.
Hi.
Hi.
I kind of walked in on my parents, but not really.
What do you mean?
It was just a little while ago, and I was like, well... It was like really weird because, like, my dad wants everything off at 10. Like, he...
For himself.
Like, he wants all the lights off, like...
Huh? Nothing?
Oh, go ahead,
He wants, like, all our lights off, like all my siblings. He wants us all in bed by 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was, like, in the bathroom upstairs, and the door to his room and the bathroom, they're, like, right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked out of the bathroom, and I saw my dad's door open. So I walked in and my mom was like naked, like on the bed, and my dad was like calling my siblings upstairs.
Ooh. So they were getting ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's kind of freaky.
Like, well, when I walked in, my dad like kind of he yelled my name out, and I kind of like turned around really quick, and my mom like covered up, and like it was like nothing happened, but I don't know, it was really weird.
So what do you want to know? If you're going to be okay in the next couple of years because of this?
Like, well, yeah, but...
This will sort of slow your pace down a little bit in your bathroom.
Right.
And that's fine. And you're 15, you're a big guy. Look, you'll survive this one. This isn't going to affect you permanently in any way whatsoever.
Good. Andrea, you're 23 on Love Line. Andrea? Hi.
Hi, sorry. I was just wondering if you could possibly tell me the long-term effects of ecstasy.
Well,
and I'm worried about a friend of mine. He's been doing it occasionally. It's like maybe once every 6 months or something.
Yeah.
Nothing too major, but I'm really concerned.
It's very hard to predict how much over what period of time it takes for somebody to have any significant effects.
Okay.
But mood disturbances, panic attacks, various kinds of paranoias I've seen. Usually the paranoia is resolved, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the main significant issue is mood disturbances, and sometimes those mood problems don't come on for many, many years after the use.
After the use.
Mm-hmm.
And mood disturbances as in, like,
depression?
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I thought. And then also, he does hallucinogenic mushrooms as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're both bad, but is one better than the other? Because I don't see him stopping.
Well, in my clinical experience, I've seen lots of problems with ecstasy. I've not seen any serious problems from mushrooms, but I expect to.
Is there not a long history of research or anything?
Well, if people don't do that much mushroom.
Okay.
It's tough on your system.
Once Jerry Garcia died, so did the mushroom.
Well, it's also hard to eat cow stuff that grows in cow poo isn't appealing to people.
One of the bad side effects, by the way, of ecstasy is calling another girl while having sex.
Yes, which we learned
girl,
earlier.
Which can destroy everything. John? John?
John?
You're 18. What's up?
Yes, well, my first question is, when I try to have sex with my girlfriend, I couldn't get an erection. Is that normal?
Yes, very normal. Nobody has erections when you have sex. John?
But it's remarkably common for men their first time out.
Exactly, right.
Is this first time ever having sex?
Right, I try. But, you know, I mean, like, I do get erections and everything, but at that moment, I just couldn't, you know.
You're nervous, John. When you're anxious.
Yeah, I think this is psychological.
You guys don't work when they're nervous.
Oh, so it has happened to a lot of other men, right?
Yeah, essentially, it's very common for essentially almost all men experience it at some time or another.
Right.
I'm knocking on wood. Not this guy.
It's something. You know.
Liar.
No, I'm serious. Drink a bit of vodka. Dare me to drive? No, I didn't have one then either.
Okay, I was just wondering about that.
That's it?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good.
Right.
Don't worry about it next time. If you worry too much about it happening again, it will happen again.
Yep, exactly. You think about it, you're done.
Oh, now it's for sure going to happen.
I'm going to give you guys an update about me because we're talking about this, just in case I get lucky tonight, which is slim and none. We'll see what happens. Sarah?
Hello.
Hi, you're 20.
Hello. I feel like I'm being a very bad girl. I'm dating a married man.
Yes, you are being a bad girl.
He's being a bad boy, though.
Yes, exactly. It takes two.
Well, am I being selfish, or should I let it go, or should I stay? I mean,
well, is he giving you the usual BS that his wife's a pain and she's awful to him and he's going to
leave her in 6 months?
Yeah, no. Just right now we can't because of the kids and my job. And
well, he does have 3 kids.
Yeah. Other than the sex, what is good about this?
Well, era? There is no sex.
Oh.
Oh, then what is good?
Well,
is he rich?
I don't know. I don't exactly know. It's a lot of intellectual conversations, and we just click.
Maybe you're just friends.
We completely click. Well, we're very attracted to each other, completely.
And is again, he giving those usual lines about his wife mistreating him and he's going to leave her and all that?
No, he loves his wife. But she did give him the ring back the other day because he, you know, came clean with her.
About
him having it. Yeah, feelings for me.
Oh.
Hmm.
So, you know, with there being kids, I don't know if I should just let it go and give him time to figure out what he wants to do. I definitely don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And
well, you're hurting the kids, although...
Definitely.
How old is this guy?
28.
And you're 20. You're only 20. There's, you know what? I would just, if it were me, I would forget it right now.
Yes, exactly.
Sarah. It's tough. I know you have this mental click with this guy.
Walk away.
You haven't even slept with him yet, but no. Just walk away. You're only 20. Forget. He's got kids. He's got to deal with that. And you know what? If he decided to hang out with you, just think of all the trouble you're going to have with his wife and then dealing with his kids. Forget it.
Too much baggage.
And things that seem so perfect when you're 20 that there could never be another more perfect match looks silly 10 years later.
Exactly.
I know that sucks.
I know.
Well, I was pretty much married for 5 years, you know, myself. I was with the guy since I was 13, and I just, you know, about a year and a half ago, I left him. And
doesn't that one look silly now?
What?
Doesn't that one look kind of silly now?
Definitely.
All right, well, wait to see how this one looks in 5 years.
It's going to be more than
enjoy being single.
All right,
so
Sarah.
Just let it go.
Let it go, girl.
Thank you very much.
Good job. Bye. All right. I guess it's time for a break, Jared. All right. Cindy Margolis is here. Stryker with Dr. Drew. A little more Love Line coming up next.
Back in a minute.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on The Zone 105.
Tired of searching for the right wireless service? Your search is over. Centcom, a family-owned and operated wireless service retailer, has a plan to fit your needs. A Centcom representative will take the time to explain all the services available. Centcom will be a quick phone call away if you have any questions. Is this the right service for you? Right now, you'll get more VoiceStream minutes for less with 600 anytime minutes plus 1,000 free nationwide weekend minutes for just $39.99 per month. Now at Centcom, a VoiceStream authorized dealer, you get a free Motorola digital phone and free accessories with activation. Plus, with VoiceStream, you get free features like voicemail, numeric paging, caller ID, and first incoming minute free. Some restrictions apply while supplies last. New annual agreement required. Credit history check. See store for details. Hurry! Offer ends August 31st, 2000. Visit Centcom, the wireless retailer that wants to fit you with the right wireless plan. Centcom has 4 locations in Crystal, Buffalo, Monticello, and their new store in Champlin. Or call 763-506-0505. That's 763-506-0505.
Toyota's 2000 Clearance, a world-class event, is entering its final week at Wilkins Toyota. Now through Labor Day, Wilkins must sell and deliver all 80 of their remaining 2000 model Toyotas. So during this special event, you'll find Echos for just $99.95. Camrys and Celicas are as low as $69.95. Even trucks, vans, 4Runners, and RAV4s have all been specially priced for this final 2000 clearance event. And at Wilkins Toyota, you can buy the 2000 model of your choice with absolutely no money down and have no payments till after Thanksgiving. Remember, you will always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport at Highway 110 and South Robert at 494. The 2000 clearance event with great selection, no money down, and no payments till after Thanksgiving. Only at Wilkins Toyota. Don't miss it.
Presenting the difference between Everest, the new powerful mint gum, and Everest, the mountain. Try Everest the gum and you'll experience intense coldness in your mouth. Try Everest the mountain and you'll freeze your butt off. Everest the gum is made with pure and natural peppermint oil. Everest the mountain is made with pure and natural avalanches. With Everest the gum, you gleefully chew it up. With Everest the mountain, it gleefully chews you up. Finally, Everest the gum comes in a handy blue and white tin box, while Everest the mountain sends you home in a big brown pine box. So if you like it cold, try new Everest Powerful Mint Gum with pure and natural peppermint oil. It's more refreshing, convenient, and most importantly, it won't kill you. Everest Powerful Mint Gum, because some like it cold.
Gigo.com puts you in control of the entire car buying process. You research, you finance, even buy. The control, the confidence, what a glorious effect on the rest of your life.
I was always too chicken to ask for a raise. But car buying I controlled inspired me to go for it. I got that raise. You rule, Gigo.com.
Gigo.com was such an ego boost. I walk into a party in this really low-cut dress. I own that room.
The glory of Gigo, G-I-G-G-O.com. Research, finance, in as little as 30 minutes and buy. It's that easy. We've got this car thing down.
Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to see Matchbox 20 in San Diego. Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. And Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucci will pick a winner at random. Matchbox 20 in San Diego from Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide and alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
All right, we're back. It's Loveline. Stryker here, Cindy Margolis.
Yeah,
where is
two of us
Dr.
now.
Drew?
He left us alone. What's up with that?
Dr. Drew's probably listening, driving home. I just want to thank him so much for being so cool to me, filling in for Adam. He just made it so easy for me. And for everyone that called in that was, like, really nice and not like, screw you, Stryker. Corolla's so much funnier than you. Everyone was just so cool.
No, you did a great job. Give it up to Stryker. Woo!